Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional-grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved.
Northern Tool and Equipment Summer Sale is on now. Stop in and save up to 50% on pressure washers, sprayers, generators, fans, lawn and garden equipment, and more. Hundreds of deals in-store or at northerntool.com.
Hello, everybody. It is time for another one of our previews of the Blue Room Extra here on your Blue Room feed. This one is a transfer show special. It is about Richarlison, who is on his way to Tottenham for around $60 million. Sad day, I suppose, for a lot of Evertonians, and I spoke to Rob Vera and Dave Downey a little bit earlier to gauge their reaction to it, to find out what they thought of Richarlison as a player, what Everton do next, and speak about potential incomings that Everton are going to spend that chunk of cash on. If you want to hear this in full, the show is over an hour. It's over on Blue Room Extra. It's patreon.com/TheBlueRoomExtra. Works out around £1 a week. Great time to sign up. We've Everton potentially going to be active in the transfer market. Pre-season just around the corner. And we'll be covering all of it over the coming weeks. The link to sign up is in the description of this podcast. If you scroll down and click on that, you can join in straight away. And just a reminder, it's patreon.com/TheBlueRoomExtra. Hopefully we'll see you over there, and in the meantime, here is a clip from that show where myself, Rob and Dave all disagree a little bit on Richarlison and his sale.
I think Richarlison is someone who, you know, when it mattered most, said what he was going to do and did it and followed through. And Everton have certainly been in short supply of those guys in the past. He scored important goals. He scored some great goals. He also worked hard defensively, gave max effort. He'll be missed. I'm going to miss him. But all of that said, I am not in the least bit surprised that he's going. I expected it. I expected back when we were fighting for relegation that if we survived this, that Richarlison was going to go. If we didn't survive this, Richarlison was going to go. He had reached that period of his career where players in all of the kind of, quote, other 14 clubs move on to Champions League or top six clubs, or they go off to Champions League clubs in Europe. No one wants to hear this right now, because I think everyone wants to use incidents like these to go ahead and make it a referendum on their feelings about how the club is run for the millionth time. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we all have those. This entire podcast has been built on a foundation of complaining about how Everton is run, and rightly so. But
you mean the Blue Room or the transfer show specifically?
I mean, to take your pick. But ultimately, this is the cycle of life. As long as the Premier League is set up to reinforce the same consistent outcomes every season, then players like Richarlison are always going to go. The question now becomes, what are we going to do with the proceeds from that sale? What do we do when we move on from this? It's about taking, you know, it's about taking it, taking him, turning him into three players, and you hope two of them turn out to be pretty good. You got to play the odds here. And so now the true test of this new director of football, who we see have seen very little of and heard even less from, is really going to come into play. So I'm interested to see what happens. And I'm going to be, I'm sorry to see Richarlison go, but it was inevitable. I wish him the best. If any player earned the right to get what he wants, and I've said this consistently after that relegation fight, it's certainly him. I agree with Dave. He wasn't the only reason we staved off relegation, but there is no probably about it. Without Richarlison, we're absolutely down. He is one of the, I put him, Iwobi, and Jordan Pickford basically as the three guys that kept us up. So, you know, salute to Richarlison. Wish him all the best. Hope for nothing but happiness for that guy moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, you know, you and Rob obviously disagreed a little bit about the emotional side of it there, but I suppose that is important, isn't it? And I think just looking back at Richarlison again for the sort of the last time before we look at what's going to come next, I think it is quite rare for someone to come into the football club, certainly this version of Everton, and sort of get it so quickly and sort of show that he knows what it's about so quickly. And I think it's certainly rare in modern football for a key player to move on for big money to a team in the same league, let's not forget, and for the vast majority of the fans to sort of be not happy about it, but sort of can understand it and be content and be, you know, like Rob just said there, to wish him well going forward.
I don't know. I just feel as if it's people have to excuse me the way I'm feeling less asked about this than most, because I don't know, maybe it's because it's old hat. That we're losing a player that is of the caliber that we need to push us forward. I just see this so differently as I have done in the past, and maybe it is because I'm getting a little bit older. Because this is a guy, and you're going to argue this point, Matt, which is going to be, should be a make a really good listen to everybody. This, but my concern about Richarlison is nowhere near the level at what of most of the things that there are issues at the football club. The bigger problem I have with him going is how things are done beyond that. I think both of you have touched upon it so far, but you know, you've loved the lad, haven't you, Matt? Admittedly, as you're probably your favourite Everton player for some time.
Oh, he's no Calvert-Lewin. Don't get me wrong, but certainly.
But he's up there, isn't he? I mean, he's as a football fan, as it goes in simple terms. He's a player that we've loved collectively. I'm completely happy to admit that.
How long was he here? 4 years? All, you know, look at the best moments we've had. He's been responsible for what? 75% of them?
Yeah, but what are the best moments in the context of actually decent moments?
Winning at
Anfield was one for me. Yeah, I don't know.
Because we've been terrible. That's fair.
Yeah.
Even though just because the team's been bad, it doesn't mean you detach yourselves completely from the good things that happen. You know, good things happen, like winning at Anfield and that Chelsea game, which was insane, and various other moments he's created down the years. Then they're still good things that happen. We still live them, and you know, I remember that podcast that we did after the Anfield game, us three and Mosey, where Rob went and got in the snow, didn't he? The few days after.
It was that day,
but I remember seeing the scenes before and after, and listening to the show after that. And you know, I look at the Palace game, which he played a big part in the comeback as well, and think about what that was like. They were all good moments that were, you know, underscored by large amounts of shite, but they're still good moments.
And Wayne Rooney didn't exactly, you know, everyone laments his 10 minutes at the club as if he's this legend at Everton, and he wasn't part of any winning team either. He was part of a team that was struggling mightily as well. So you can't divorce the moments from you know, you can divorce the moments a little bit from, you know, the actual results of the team around him.
No, I completely what you're both saying. I'm trying hard to explain this, mate. I don't know, maybe good way I am these days, but the way in which you're explaining, like, I'm not saying a club can't have its moments when it's a pile of shite, because we wouldn't support this football club if that's what it was for. Do you know what I mean? What I'm saying is that losing him and having things to have to move on and change. I'm not sitting here doing any sort of war cry saying Everton will be fine because we've lost him and all that. Look, Everton without him right now, yeah, you're staring in the face of a relegation battle again, aren't you? Because we've got a worse squad than what we had when he was with us. That's simple fact. What I'm trying to get is, given how the football club is run and everything else around that, is much more important than Richarlison leaving. Now, people will say that I've contradicted myself in that remark, saying that, well, we need him to stay up. As it stands right now, the way the football squad is right now, do we need him to stay up? I guess, yes, I'd probably admit that. We do need him to stay in the Premier League right now. But things have to change. Frank Lampard's not going to be the Everton manager if we do exactly the same this season in a year's time. He's not going to be the Everton manager then. Things have to change that don't contain Richarlison in or out of them. And whilst, yes, you're talking... I've seen people go as far as saying he's a legend. Somebody put that comment there. He's an Everton legend. How on earth is he an Everton legend? You look at his record. Look what he's done for us. And far be it from me to say, given how much I've gone off the rails so many times and as an Everton fan, but I think a little bit of perspective and people need to calm it a little bit that this guy is a big be-all and end-all. I don't think it's anywhere... Just to go back on that slight debate we had, I don't think he's anywhere near as crucial as it was and as big of a blow as it was when we lost Lukaku. Because Lukaku's our record Premier League goal scorer. Richarlison, taking away all of the things that come and the asterisk that comes with the fact that Everton have been a poor squad since he's been with us. Has only scored 13 goals at best in his season with us. He's only committed 4 assists last season. And I know people are going to say, and you two would be very much amongst that group who would say, yes, but look what he did in terms of the passion, in terms of getting everybody going. And look, me and Matt were sitting there the other day, umming and ahhing about potentially doing a documentary on that game against Palace at home that kept us up. I completely get that. I'm completely part of that. But in what goes forward now, and the money we get from him, I mean, that's the other sticking point, isn't it? How much money you actually receive from him. But when people are going round going, oh, it's Brazil's number 9. What context is Brazil's number 9 in these days? Is he as good as Ronaldo was, the original Ronaldo of Brazil? No. Romario, who scored, 40, 50 and 70 games for them. He's absolutely not that guy. And whilst, yes, I've loved him as an Everton player, I've loved so many. We all loved Barkley at one point, and look what happened to him. I'm just saying this happens on the reg for us so often that now I've turned the corner of thinking, I'm not going to sit there and cry when we've lost our best player, because every club loses their best player every now and again. To us, it happens a lot. Let's face it happens a lot. For that not to happen, Everton needs to become better. Richarlison no longer is contained amongst that group of people there now who now have the responsibility to make us better as a football club. And that's what I'm trying to stick with, more so than thinking, wow, look when he threw that flare into the fans and we all went nuts. Yes, we all did go nuts. Yes, it was a nice moment. But come on, man. It's a summer where we've got to sort this squad out. Looks like we will have a couple of quid to spend at least. And you've got a manager that we've all pretty got our back behind now in Frank Lampard, and somebody who I feel really sorry for, given what he had to overtake when he took over Everton back in the winter. I look at that now, and minus Richarlison, it in many ways it's become a classic Everton that's actually come good in many ways, as in when Moyes first came in, and for the years under Moyes before we started, a few people started to hate him and then he went off to Man United, was actually Everton always seemed to perform better when their back is against the wall. Well, the back is against the wall even further without Richarlison now.
I think this is completely different now.
What do you mean?
Because that was within the context of a team that finished top half regularly and
No, I'm talking about when he first came. So I'm talking about we finished 17th, didn't we? And very nearly went down with the Rooney thing back in the day.
Yeah.
And then he left. And then we became better. And
yeah, because we had David Moyes, who was very good at recruitment. And he got the recruitment right that summer.
So this, yeah, exactly. So this is the point that I'm making. You've lost a player. That's been there, gone, and well, you know, it looks like it's going to happen anyway. We'll put this out. He might sign a new contract forever, the way things go with us, but the way things don't. But what I'm saying is that when you've done that, you've got somebody who you need to back who's going to go and sort that out. You've just said there, Moyes, because he was really good at recruitment. Well, we've just got some new fella in who I look hands up. I don't really know much about Threlwell and what he's going to do. By and large, he's got a really good CV and he's come in and we all hope and pray that Moshiri's taking his hands away from doing something that he has no idea about and lets him work. And they're able to create some sort of cohesion with Lampard and they're able to sign some players who are going to make us any better. But this feels more like that to me. And I know it is completely different because let's face it, we're 20 years on, aren't we? And the game's completely different. But the way in which the football club is and has been ran, surely to God now, they've got some sort of record that they're able to avoid and say, do you know what? We're just going to do a complete 180 on what we've done previously. And they're going to try and do something that's different and that should actually work better than the mess that we've created. That is why I'd say optimistic. I'm not optimistic in the slightest at all, but that's what we need to deal with rather than sit there crying about a player leaving who's been our best player.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this, but with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.